Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Again, thanking you for starting your day with me this morning. Our lesson this morning is the awareness of abundance in this universe and the application of that awareness in our own life. You see, we live in endless prosperity, and every great clear teacher who's ever lived, both East and West, has expressed this wonderful concept of endless prosperity becoming our way. We see it throughout the age, and in today's wonderful experience, we find wonderful teachers like Dr. Wayne Dyer, who said, "Abundance is not something we acquire, it is something we tune into." And my question today is, what are you tuning into? Are you tuning into greater ideas? Are you tuning into a greater reality? You see, my friends, wherever your mind goes, your world follows. And when you know this, you will know that the evolution of yourself, from yourself, through yourself, to yourself, is one of joy. It is one of beauty. It is one of ongoing celebration. What a great thing it is to know and know you know that the understanding that is possible for you is ready, willing, and able to become your way when you let go and let it happen. You see, my friends, we all see life through the worldview we embrace. What is your worldview? Is it one of struggle and doubt and fear, or is it one of opportunity unfolding? Dr. Raymond Charles Barker pointed out many years ago, God loves the world by means of you, by means of me, by means of everyone. It loves the world by means of its creation. Now, are you living up to your own potential? Are you allowing yourself to know today that there is one life, the life of infinite mind, and you are one with this life, whether you know it or not? Today, you have the opportunity to abide in the endless prosperity of an endless God. Today, you can know that rich fulfillment is ready, willing, and able to become everything you let it become. It is the creative wonder of your life, whether you know it or not. So the challenge is to know it and know you know it. I'm going to give you a challenge today, and that is to resolve to think about what you truly want, to allow yourself to direct your acceptance of greater good from the awareness that you must become more in consciousness in order to demonstrate more in and as your experience. Now, any dissatisfaction or fear is automatically dissolved when you do this. It is dissolved by your own courage to choose and be success, positive success in action. You can do this at any time you choose. I'm doing a wonderful class this month, every Wednesday night at 7:30, and you are invited to attend. Each class is a beginning, middle, end experience unto itself. The class I'm involved in is the wonderful book by Dr. Fenwick Holmes, the brother of Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science. And Dr. Fenwick Holmes helped Dr. Ernest Holmes start the Religious Science movement back in 1927. I knew him, and we were great friends, and he was a wonderful teacher and mentor to me. Dr. Fenwick Holmes wrote the book, The 20 Secrets of Success, which is my class, in 1929. The subjects we are covering, and this is from the syllabus that we handed out, and I'll read the chapters of what he was talking about in 1929. And as you listen to these chapters, become aware that what he's talking about is almost the complete embodiment of the New Thought teaching. Financial freedom, money, soul, psychology, wealth, and self-expression, suggestions and the subconscious mind, physical fitness and personal magnetism, mental alertness, personal appearance, originality, independence and self-reliance, imagination and purpose, foresight, enthusiasm, self-control, willpower, obedience and loyalty, persistence, cheerfulness and courage, goodwill and friendship, tact, bigness and detail, knowledge, and the laws of suggestion, work, thrift, and investment, moral standards, and religious faith. And then the conclusion. And the conclusion of any experience along any of these lines is what? A greater experience in this thing called life. Now again, any dissatisfaction in your life, any dissatisfaction in any area, home, work, play, health, happiness, prosperity, any fear that shows up in relationship to things that you would like to do in your life, things you would like to be, things you would like to experience, right now you can, this morning, dissolve all of the negative. And you can do it by way of your courage to choose and be success in action. Now, if today you let go and know, as never before, that it is infinite mind's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, at that point, you enter into a larger understanding of confident living and know something wonderful is happening now. And guess what? It's you. It is you. Now, interesting and unique ideas come forth when you do this. They come forth from within you and enhance and benefit everyone with whom you share your life. So today, my friends, celebrate your ability to choose and do it wisely. Do it in a wise way. Bless your ability to see clearly and do it with love. Allow yourself to give loving thanks for your prospering life, for your prospering health, for your prospering relationships and business. Know today that the consciousness of infinite greatness in action is everything you are, and be thankful for it. Be thankful and know that anything and everything that is needed to manifest a greater idea of you and the effect of that greater idea is ready, willing, and able to be born as your experience. This is allowing yourself to do what? It's allowing yourself to bear witness to the truth of yourself. In John 18:37, it says, "To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." Now, the truth of you, my friends, is you are unlimited possibility. Are you bearing witness to that? Are you bearing witness to limitation, doubt, and fear? Someone shared the other day a wonderful quote by Michael Beckwith when he said, "Our challenge is to be pulled forward by our vision, not shoved forward by our fear, by our doubt, by our pain." You see, my friends, you cannot condemn your way into greater good. You cannot run around bad-mouthing everything in order to change anything for the better, because if you're bad-mouthing everything, all you're going to do is move into a new location and bad-mouth that. Now, what do I mean by bad-mouthing? I mean by saying I am putting something negative after it, or you are putting something negative after it. If you want to find something wrong with everybody in your world, you can find it. But if you want to find something wonderful and beautiful in everyone in your world, you can do that also. And I've got news for you. If you do the positive, it is healthier, happier, and more beautiful. Someone pointed out the other day, and I would recommend to all of you, no, I don't care if you're a Buddhist or a Baptist. If you're a New Thought, find a New Thought church. Find a New Thought center, a center for positive living somewhere in your area, or a church, or a synagogue, or a temple, or whatever you want to find. And allow yourself to spend some time at least once a week in there. I think it was the University of Chicago that just pointed out that people live from 4 to 14 years longer if they attend church every Sunday. And they said one of the reasons is that it allows you to go and release a lot of the stress of the week, no matter how you do it, whether it's with Siddhartha Gautama the Buddha or Jesus the Christ. It doesn't matter. Why? Because all are part of the one, our Father which art in heaven. That means the Buddhist and the Baptist. Now, I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 559 of the Science of Mind textbook, and Dr. Holmes is the author of the Science of Mind textbook. Listen to this wisdom. He says, I allow myself to dip deeply into my divine nature. What an interesting charge. I allow myself to dip deeply into the divine nature. Now, if we do this and we do it in the right way, what we are allowing ourselves, again, remember, what we do with our life is based on our thinking, and we all see life through the worldview we embrace. What is your worldview? Is, again, is it struggle, doubt, fear? Is it something to overcome? Or is it possibility in front of you? Think from possibility, through possibility, to possibility. And when you do this, you are honoring the truth. Now, what is the truth? The truth that we should be witness to. The Bible quotation I gave you from John 18:37 is very interesting. Bear witness unto the truth. What it says is that we have the opportunity to bear witness to the truth of ourselves, and we find ourselves honoring that truth within ourselves in the right way if we know that what we discover about the truth of ourselves must be true of everyone, whether they know it's true or not. Now, when we let go and let the beauty of our truth begin to manifest, we begin to understand that our life is the Spirit of God in us as us, and we realize that anything that we do in this thing called life is the result of letting that power do it. Jesus said 2,000 years ago, I of myself can do nothing, it's the power within me. And then he added, the power within me is within you also, for what I've done ye shall do in greater things. You see, God's own power moving through you as you is you. And this power is ready, willing, and able to become anything you let it become. And to this power, all things are possible. To this power, everything is renewed if we let go and let it be renewed in consciousness. The healing happens when we know there's nothing to heal, only an idea to change. This presence of God in everyone, everywhere, is what has been defined in the West as the Christ. It is the Christ consciousness when we see oneness, know it's true of us, and then see from oneness. To bear witness to this truth is to show the whole world that God in you, as you, is you. Back 2,000 years ago, Jesus walked among us. And this wonderful man was an example, not an exception, and he let go and let God, through him, perform his wonders. And he said we could do it also. He told us that we could do what he was doing, and even greater things, if we would seek and find God in ourselves. Why not do that? Why not let go and discover that what you're looking for, you're looking with? Why not allow yourself to become one with a greater purpose for being you today? A greater purpose to realize that the truth of you is ready, willing, and able to move forward in a greater way than you've ever known. All you have to do is follow the example of the greatest teachers and examples that have ever lived on this planet. Jesus was one, Gautama Buddha was one, Muhammad, all these wonderful, dear, great minds all saw the truth in everyone, that the life of God is ready, willing, and able to become the truth of God revealed in our life as we bear witness to a greater idea. What higher calling could there be in life than to reveal the universal sonship that every person has? No one is void of it. We are here to do what? Well, we're not here to overcome anything except human pettiness, limited thinking, You see, the greatness of God's presence in us as us is ready to shine forth as a new light unto this world when we let go and know that we are the light we're looking for. You know, there's the old story, I probably said this before, of there's two kind of people on the planet, the one who lights up a room when they enter and the one who lights up a room when they leave.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
The light in your life, my friends, is your consciousness. So today, let everyone in your world see God's presence in you. Today, let this Christ self, this Atman self, this infinite mind self speak through you as you. Let the love of this universe manifest through every relationship you have. If there's anything that needs to be released by way of forgiveness today, forgive for your sake. Forgive and let yourself spring forward into a whole new experience of you. You see, this thing that made us out of itself, infinite life, that knows what to do and how to do it, is ready, willing, and able to become anything we let it become. It asks no more of you or me than that we shall reveal its indwelling spirit in and as our own experience. This day, you can bear witness to the light within and allow yourself to know that the light you're using is the light that does what? That lights everyone, everywhere. Know the truth. The truth unfolding as you does something very interesting, because people who make a choice to do this all of a sudden wake up one day and they say, you know what, world? I am happy with myself. Are you happy with yourself today? Are you happy with the awareness of the truth of you? Let's go back to the Bible for a minute. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says very clearly, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Listen to it again. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. It dwells in you. Why? Because it is you. God is spirit, and those who worship him in spirit are worshiping the truth of the self. There's a wonderful awareness in Ephesians where it says, when you see him, you must know you are like him, or you will not see him as he is. When you see a greater idea, you must know you are like that greater idea, or you will not see that greater idea as it is. My wonderful teacher, Dr. Craig Carter, in a great book that I recommend to all of you, Your Handbook for Healing, he said these words, there is only one true self, and it is divine. All that I am is that one self expressing. All that I am is that one self expressing. What a great awakening that is. That's on page 18 of Your Handbook for Healing. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science and the author of the Science Mind textbook, said on page 275 of the textbook, the Science of Mind textbook, the spirit within man is God, and only to the degree that we listen to and seek to obey this spirit shall we really succeed. Now, we obey the spirit by doing what? By waking up and knowing that we have something within us, an instinct. It is our strongest instinct. And it is said that our strongest instinct is what? Is self-preservation. Now, self-preservation unfolding means I choose to give the best to myself so that I can then give the best to my world. If you want to love the world more, love yourself more, and you'll be able to love everybody else more. People who love everybody else and give to everybody else more than they give to themselves are just people who want to be martyrs. Why? Because if you give more to the world around you than you're giving to yourself, you'll eventually cave in. This is a metaphysical idea. I'm going to metaphysically cave in today by giving everybody more than I'm giving to myself. Well, give it to yourself and you can give more to them, whoever they are. Again, self-preservation in a positive way is something wonderful. Today I understand something wonderful is happening in my life, as my life, and it is me. Now this is allowing yourself to appreciate what you know you are, which in truth is a mighty moving power of God. But when our safety is not being threatened, we're moving along and everything's okay and we're achieving everything we need to achieve. Sometimes that's the point when we allow ourselves to find a whole new level of self-expression and go higher in the moment we're in. You see, status quo can be wonderful, but what you want to do is always allow yourself, no matter how wonderful it is, to do what? To use the wonderful you're in right now as a launching pad into an even greater wonderful. This is positive self-expression in action. This is knowing that the more you know, there's more to know. You see, when you drive forward by way of consciousness in your own life, you find yourself as the fulfillment of positive self-expression. All you need to do is allow yourself to make up your mind to stop being negative in any area of your life, to allow yourself to know and recognize and honor that the God gift within you, as you, is you, and realize self-expression is the spirit within you and me seeking its own expression, which is greater good. This is the divine urge. The divine urge being what it knows how to be. Someone said once that when we learn to listen, to follow the spirit's inner urging, we will find a happiness beyond our mere ego satisfaction. Well, there's nothing wrong with the ego. The ego is not the enemy. It's not another version of a devil. What the ego can be is absolutely beautiful. Why? Because it is divine. And it is not the ego that's the problem. It's the misuse of the ego. In other words, we don't have to put something else down in order to feel better about ourselves. Listen to the advice of the age. The advice of the age is what? It says, if I be lifted up, everything around me will be lifted up. If I come to a higher definition of me, it must also include you, whether you know it's true or not. Now, how do we do this? We do this by cultivating a habitual introspection, a turning within, a conscious seeking of positive guidance by allowing ourselves to evolve into a higher self-definition, a higher wisdom within ourselves, and then learn to recognize which ideas of the mind are coming from our heart, the desires of our heart. Why? Because when we listen to those ideas, we know they are springing forth and they ring true, that these goals that we have set for ourselves, whatever they are ready, willing, and able to become anything we let them become. The whole foundation of my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, is to realize that once you set a goal, if you become one with the purpose of the goal, you will achieve the goal and better. Nothing can stop it. You see, my friends, there is something within us. Our forefathers called it conscience. There's something within us, no matter what you call it, which tells us, if we will listen, whether the ideas we're having about ourselves and our life or the emotion that we're having right now is healthy and good or stupid. Now, one thing is sure, and that is our right to live, our right to learn, our right to express life at the level of our own understanding, and then do what? Seek to understand that we can always understand more, and to seek what we believe to be rightfully ours as our life experience. There's nothing that can stop it. So today, my friends, allow yourself to be grateful. Be grateful for the many paths through which your good can come to you. Why? Because whatever your good is and whatever is good is needed in your life, you are one with it. Wherever you are, God is. Wherever your good is, God is. And it knows how to get you together in the right time, in the right way. So affirm today and know that anything unlike the beautiful is now free to leave your consciousness and leave your life. And that which replaces it is above and beyond anything you've ever experienced before as the positive. Perfect opportunity. Open your metaphysical arms and get ready to embrace it, because here it comes. And allow yourself to know that it is already one with you in consciousness. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the Power of Positive Purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.